And while political leaders struggle to find the road to peace in the Holy Land, bishops from Europe and the United States are on pilgrimage of solidarity to its Christian communities. Philippa Hitchin is accompanying the bishops as they visit local parishes, schools and hospitals and has this report.
An ever-decreasing minority, the Christians living in Israel feel largely forgotten by the rest of the world, which tends to see the conflict here as simply a struggle between the Muslim minority and the Jewish majority. On Sunday morning, a couple of us visited the small Christian parish of Rene, just a couple of miles from Nazareth, to hear firsthand about the particular economic and political problems these people face. I say Christian because the parish of 5,000 souls is made up mostly of Orthodox, with some Greek Catholics and some Roman Catholics, known locally as the Latins. After Mass and a brief introduction about the purpose of our visit, many members of the congregation wanted to share their difficult experiences and explain why, almost without exception, the younger men and women want to emigrate and work abroad. First of all, they said there's a real lack of identity, since they feel like second-class citizens in Israel, with little representation in parliament or in the media or in public life to represent their cause. Secondly, there's a chronic lack of work, leading to severe financial difficulties for many families. Thirdly, since all Israeli citizens are required to do 3 years military service, sooner or later they are called upon to go and take up arms against their Palestinian brothers and sisters in Gaza and the West Bank. And fourthly, with the Israeli government making it increasingly difficult for them to own or develop their land, they see little point in investing in such an uncertain future for them or their children. Yet without their presence here, some of Christianity's most ancient and holy sites, the very places where Jesus lived and taught his first disciples to pray, become nothing more than dusty archaeological remains. That's why Father Ilario Antoniazzi, parish priest at Rene, was so keen to welcome us into his congregation on Sunday. You see, being Christian in the Holy Land, he said, is no longer a choice, but a vocation. And if you can't make the rest of the Christian world understand the value of this vocation, then in a few decades, this living Christian presence in the Holy Land will disappear altogether. In Nazareth, I'm Philippa Hitchin.